Él siempre resuelve deal. McDonald's es perfecto para muchas ocasiones. Como cuando es día de mudanza. Y pensaste que tu esposo iba a etiquetar las cajas de la cocina. Y él pensó que tú lo harías.
Dense un descanso. Y un gusto. Los frappés y smoothies de McCafé en cualquier tamaño están a mitad de precio en el app. Asunto resuelto. Por tiempo limitado en McDonald's participantes. Válido uno por día. Visita el app de McDonald's para más detalles. Se requiere descarga y registro del app.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For his glorious power, for giving us a privilege to stand in his presence. I know if it is left for the enemy, we would have been consumed by the enemy. We would have been destroyed by his plans. But the Lord has preserved us and kept us until this glorious hour. Now this morning, we are going to be praying. Before I go into prayers, I'm going to complete the scripture that we started yesterday. Like I said, Romans chapter 8. We stopped at 4 yesterday. And I'm going to continue from verse 5. The Bible says, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can they do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Verse 12. Therefore, brothers and sisters, We have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, but that you live in fear, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are God's children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 18. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that we will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into freedom and glory of the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop here. But I want you to understand two things this morning as you are stepping out to work or coming in from work or probably already at work or maybe at home resting, wherever you may be. Two things that I want you to understand. Number one is that you are a child of God. You are a child of God, and nothing can change it. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. And number two, is that the creation is waiting for your revelation. Waiting for you to be revealed. The creation includes everything that you may think about. the creation, including the vicinity where you are. The trees in your house. The elements of your environment is waiting to be influenced. The Bible said they were subject to frustration. Not by their own will. Your own very family. Your children, they are waiting for you. Your siblings, they are all waiting for you to manifest. For you to bring that solution. For you to free them. Hallelujah. The Bible said, because of the spirit that you receive, you are no longer in bondage. Think about that. So we were literally bound, enslaved, not by human hands, not even by the people we see, but unseen hands brought you unto slavery. Slave you with sin, sickness, subject you to death and fear. Hallelujah. This morning, you are a child of God. I want you to know it. Stop doubting. Stop wondering if you are. Because the scripture has made it clear that you are a child of God. Even the spirit that we receive, he said, it bears witness. The spirit of the Lord bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. That you are no longer subject to slavery, to bondage, to fear. Hallelujah. Stop being afraid. Fear is the opposite of faith. Anytime fear creep into you, faith disappears. The Bible says, without faith, no man can please God. Faith is the necessary ingredients. Just like salt and spice, very, very necessary ingredients. When you want to make your food a little bit tasty, hallelujah, without salt, it will be tasteless. Faith, without faith, your operations with God will have no meaning. This is the kingdom identification number for you to operate as a child of God. And the Bible says that we are no longer subject to this spirit of fear, nor slavery, nor bondage. And you are a child of God, without doubt. And everything is waiting for you. Your business is waiting for you to manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every business has a key. But that key has to be handed over to you from God Himself. He has to hand over this key from the kingdom of God, not the key that we know. You know, whenever I talk about key, you start thinking about your house key and the car key. No, not that kind of key. The keys of this business are human beings, the people of God. Hallelujah. The children of God. The children of God. The keys. So this morning, we're going to be asking God the key of your freedom. There's always a man set for you to climb the next step. Hallelujah. Anytime you come into a city, there are keys in that city. Ask God to locate one for you. Hallelujah. We know the woman that met Jesus at the well, the woman of Samaria. Hallelujah. She was the key of that city. The key to announce Christ's arrival. And Jesus knew. Hallelujah. And when Jesus met her, he didn't need to walk 100 miles to talk to any other person to say, I am the door, the life, and the way. Hallelujah. The woman ran into the city because everybody knew her and said, follow me. Let me show you the Savior, a prophet, the man who has ever told me who I am and what my problem was, and also give me the solution. Follow me. In no time, the whole city gathered. I want you to know that your business needed a key. The job you're looking for needed a key. License needed a key. Every key. The Bible said, I have given you the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual. It said, we no longer live in the realm of the flesh. This flesh has a realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The flesh is not entirely weak. It has its own power. Hallelujah. That's why you see people with, you see magicians, you see astrologers, you see all these people operating in the realm of the flesh. Hallelujah. It appeases the soul. The soul itself has power. Glory to God. But we are not talking about this morning. I'm not going to get deep into that. But I want you to know that there is the realm of the spirit. You operate above the world. Above every flesh will be under you. Hallelujah. To receive the key. That's why we don't operate. Don't think that because your neighbor got a Maserati or beast car or any kind of Mercedes, those ones that they sell 300,000, 500,000, 1 million. And then you get upset and say, how does these people do it? You cannot operate. That is the realm of the flesh. There is a realm of the spirit. That's why if you abide to the law of the spirit, you will become mysterious. Hallelujah. People will never know where you're coming from. It said, just as the wind goes and no man knoweth where that wind is going. He said that is how the man of the spirit operates. You don't know where it's coming from, you don't know where it's going from. If you don't know where I'm going and where I'm when I'm coming, you cannot take my life. You don't even know how I operate. It becomes a mystery. Mysterious people. When God said you are a child of God, he has anointed you and bring you into the realm of mysterious mystery. Every other thing, you see, when people plan evil against other people, it works. When it comes to you, they get confused. They will start fighting themselves. They cannot operate like that around you. Hallelujah. Because you are a candidate of mystery. Hallelujah. When people are dying for something, when you come around, they don't know how you survive, how you move about. They see you, they pity you, and the next minute, you are riding on a mighty white big horse. They say, what is going on? Hallelujah. I thought this woman was poor. How did she manage? I thought she was weak. How did she manage? I thought this man was dying. How did he manage? Hallelujah. Don't say anything to them. You know why? We are mysterious. Glory to God. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. For the Lord to remove every fear. We can't finish the scriptures today. We're still going to continue tomorrow because of time. Hallelujah. I want you to pray this morning. Say, Lord, hallelujah, make me a mystery as I have authenticated that I am a child of God. Make me a mystery this morning. Let me become a wonder in the name of Jesus Christ. Make my family a wonder. Every fear that has crept me over the years, that have stripped me my treasure, I command that there will be a restoration this morning. Yes, there's somebody on this prayer line. God said, remove fear, and I, the Lord, it says, obey the law of the Spirit. Meaning that whatever I tell you to do, do it without fear. Because I am the Lord. And I will promote that business by myself in the name of Jesus Christ. The person under this voice of mine, listening now, that has been trying to buy a house. And every time something comes up, it looks impossible. The Lord said, I, the Lord, will do it. He said, you do not need to fear. Just do what I ask you to do. And I, the Lord, will do it. Remember, the house you are trying to buy, there are people that are giving it away. Kama ilo primiga. The things that are very, you are in need of. There are people who are looking for who to give it. Inekri negedebos. Lendro masapai. Jelebababos. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is a time where people began to bring cars. Hallelujah. I was looking for a car. And people, everywhere I go, people will just give me a car until I start rejecting. In fact, the last time I said no. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to know there is nothing impossible with God. Just do what he asks you to do. I want you to pray right now. Lastly, that the Lord will release favor. 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 Favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be favor this morning. Great favor. Maka nebasaya. Zendo lobobos. Mampreneke bosakaya. Zilebobo shakurmo senkaya. Ziblando bakanga basekiabo. Lutromo zebedegeris. Lebregedebegeris. 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 Release favor, 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 favor. I shall never be in trouble today. Every trouble orchestrated for me or my family or my children, I reject it this morning. Yam peribus. I command that the northern wind will blow and scatter every plans of the wicked against me, against my family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want you to put your hand on your head as we conclude. Father, I thank you for everyone on this prayer line. Those that are sick, I pray for healing. Heal them and set them free. Set them free. Set them free. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your children. I cover your family. I cover your work. I cover you as you drive out. I cover you. I cover the car. I cover the road with the blood of Jesus Christ. I command healing upon you. Every kind of sickness right now, be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Él siempre resuelve, Dio. McDonald's es perfecto para muchas ocasiones, como cuando es día de mudanza y pensaste que tu esposo iba a etiquetar las cajas de la cocina y él pensó que tú lo harías.
Dense un descanso y un gusto. Los frappés y smoothies de McCafé en cualquier tamaño están a mitad de precio en el app. Asunto resuelto. Por tiempo limitado en McDonald's participantes, válido uno por día. Visita el app de McDonald's para más detalles. Se requiere descarga y registro del app.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.